This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly look at lots of different topics and issues related to the COVID-19 pandemic. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the local vaccine clinic on Saturday. How did that go?
That went great. We did 924 doses. We had no reactions, and people got in and out in just a few minutes. So another excellent clinic.
And was that kind of the number you were looking for in terms of how many you were trying to get vaccinated?
Well, we were trying to do over 800, so 924 is pretty good, but we actually had enough vaccine that we even could have done more. So I know there are some people on the fence about getting vaccine. It's time to get off the fence and get your shot.
So when will the next mass vaccination clinic be?
So we're going to have another one with Pfizer in 3 weeks, so in Saturday on May 15th. But in the meantime, our Tiger team is going to be out around the county looking for people who have not yet been vaccinated. So we are hoping to have lots and lots of people get vaccinated over this last month.
Now, over the weekend, the Johnson & Johnson pause was lifted first by the federal government and then by state officials. Explain what you know about the process that led to the decision to put it back to use.
So what happened was that there were initially six episodes of fairly severe clotting that had happened. They then scoured around to see if they could find more. They found a total of 15 cases and three deaths associated with this clotting that is probably associated with the J&J vaccine. So when they looked at it, they looked at the risks and benefits, and overall, the benefits of the vaccine far outweigh the risks. However, they did put a special caution for women 18 to 50 because they seem to be at highest risk of getting this disease. So I think it's great that it's out there, but I think that women 18 to 50 might want to consider using either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine that have not been associated with this complication.
So what would it be about the being a woman and that particular age level that would be different than others?
So the immune response in women of childbearing age is a little different from the immune response for men, and especially for older people. Remember that people of childbearing age will sometimes be pregnant, and when they're pregnant, they have a different genetic sequence in them. So the way women of childbearing age respond to immune threats is a little different from the rest of us. And that's why we think this has happened here. What we think happens is that in rare cases, when women get this vaccine, or maybe the AstraZeneca vaccine, that they make antibodies against something called platelet factor 4, and that leads to this clotting and low platelets. Men don't seem to react very much to this antigen.
Now, I know that yesterday when the announcement came out, maybe late Saturday on the statewide level, that it was going to be allowed again in Oregon, there were around 124,000 doses that have been kind of on standstill. Now those are back out. Will Douglas County be distributing the J&J in coming days?
Yes, we will. So Douglas County has about 1,000 doses there. And for every event where we have J&J, we'll also have a different vaccine so that people can make their choice. So for somebody like me, 65-year-old male, I think either of the vaccines would be fine. I think for a 30-year-old woman, the calculus may be a little different.
Now, it's interesting. I've seen some polling over the last few days. And maybe this is sort of like a car that's recalled and then comes back onto the market. That's probably not the best analogy, but that a number of people now are not as likely to want to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine just because of what was involved that led to the pause.
I think that may be true, and that's okay because we have plenty of Moderna and plenty of Pfizer.
Let's look around Douglas County right now. How are things looking at the moment?
Well, we are having some of our lowest case counts in many months. So we're averaging less than six cases a day. If we stay on this track, we're likely to move to the moderate range. And this is very different from the rest of the state that's really struggling with a lot of cases in the last few weeks.
So local cases coming from anywhere in particular or the usual places?
We see these in businesses and schools. We've not had any church outbreaks. We've not had any healthcare outbreaks. So it's mostly workplaces and schools.
Now, I know that my understanding anyway is that the governor is, because of the state hospitalization question right now, being very close to 300. It was 291 yesterday. I haven't seen the number today. The governor was going to drop the rating week and I believe announcing new risk levels tomorrow to go into effect this Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. I think there's a great concern at the state level about the number of cases. So we're seeing a slight, certainly an increase in the number of cases, but an increase in the number of hospitalizations, and especially an increase in hospitalizations of people who require a very intensive treatment called ECMO, or extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. That's basically a heart-lung machine. And that's really only appropriate for younger people. So if you'll remember the two really sick young people we've had in this county, both were on this ECMO for weeks at a time. And on this ECMO, it's like being on a heart-lung machine constantly. So you need several people to be monitoring that. And that really eats up resources. So now with this increase in younger people, the state is running out of ECMO resources. And so there's a real concern with that. They actually got to a point last week where they didn't have to turn anybody away, but if they'd had one more case, they wouldn't have been able to offer to them. So that's the big worry. And what we're seeing here is, though our number of cases is low, our number of hospitalizations is high. So we have 10 people in the hospital yesterday and today, and many of these are younger people. And so we are really, really concerned about that changing demographic.
Now, with the waiting week being dropped and things shifting again effective this Friday, my tally shows that we're kind of on the edge of maybe going back to moderate, or what do you think?
Oh, well, we'll have to see how it goes. But yeah, we're doing very well this week. We have a relatively low number of cases, so we'll see what happens. But I think that we've had a lot of really good behavior by people. I think the use of masks has been pretty good. We've had really good numbers for vaccinations.
Now, statewide, this fourth surge, I would think that the number of people being vaccinated would be helping to slow this. And I guess I'm a little surprised to see a surge with so many in Oregon vaccinated at this point.
Well, I think you're correct that people vaccinated have not gotten the disease. But of the cases we have now, we think there's only one or two out of the last 100 who've been vaccinated. So again, this is mostly among people who are unvaccinated. And there are enough people who are unvaccinated that that we are going to see cases.
Now, looking at the 1918 pandemic and some of the information I've been able to read over the past few months periodically, I know there was a point there where things appeared to be getting better, and then a number of things took place, and it suddenly got much worse. Is there any concern with this fourth surge that something like that, or at least somewhat similar, could be happening?
Well, there is a real concern that in this fourth wave that you might hit a variant and then really have a very bad time. So if we see what's happening in India now, that's a warning sign. So India had a bunch of cases last fall, but then the numbers were low. And then all of a sudden, in the last few weeks, they've had an incredible surge. So while that their numbers per 100,000 are not high, there are so many millions of people in India that we're seeing over 300,000 cases a day. So in the world, we had a million cases the other day, 1 million cases in a single day last week. So it really is worrisome that these variants, especially, could pop up. Right now, the variants we're seeing in Oregon are mostly the B117 variant. That B117 variant is well controlled by the vaccine. So we want to get as many people vaccinated now as possible before one of these ugly variants shows up.
Got to take a break. On Inside Douglas County Public County Public Health Officer, Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 12:45 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:47, Lars Larson coming at 1. We'll take a look at April as Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We've got one of the board members of Peace at Home Advocacy Center scheduled to be on that program. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer looking at a lot of things related to COVID-19. We're just talking about Oregon numbers, but nationally, the numbers going down. But are there regions where there is particular concern at the moment?
Well, overall in the United States, the case numbers are going down. And I think they're going down because the U.S. overall has done a very good job with vaccination. And there's still more disease than we would expect in Michigan, Minnesota, the Texas Panhandle, and in Florida. So we'll have to watch and wait and see. But I think that overall the case rates in the U.S. has been pretty reassuring.
Now, I wrote in my notes, Italy, I think I meant India, one of the areas in particularly bad shape. You mentioned it earlier, but talk a little bit more about that.
So India is in terrible shape. Now, their number of cases per 100,000 is only in the 20s, still a lower case rate per 100,000 than in places like Uruguay and Turkey. But India is just so densely packed and so populous that they could easily, just in India, exceed 1 million cases a day. And then once it spreads in a densely populated place like that, that's a time for new variants to come up. And they are already dealing with a variant called the 617, which is a worrisome variant because it contains two really problematic mutations. And the concern is that the 617 and the B117 will merge, and then we'll have one with so many really problematic mutations that this thing could even spread among unimmunized, among people who've already been immunized, such as in the United States.
So what about other countries that are maybe doing particularly poorly and particularly well?
Well, two of the countries that are doing particularly well at this point are Israel and the UK. You'll remember both Israel and the UK had a tremendous amount of disease in January and February. Both have really gotten into vaccinations, and now they have very low rates of disease. Similarly, California had been doing really badly back in January, and now again they have one of the lowest rates of disease. So it shows that even with the variants, if you get enough people vaccinated and you really work on it, you can get this better. So that shows us that vaccinations are important. And places that are doing especially badly, Uruguay, ugh, just terrible.
And even in Israel, I think I heard that close to all adults have been vaccinated?
Yes, they've had a very high vaccination rate in Israel, and their number of cases is now very low, even lower than Douglas County. So it shows that if you get enough people vaccinated, you really can drive this, the rates of this disease way low.
Now, it sounded like in some things that came out in the news this morning that parts of Europe may allow vaccinated Americans to start traveling there this summer. Any more information you've heard about that?
I've just heard the news reports, but that would be great news. I think that people who are vaccinated are such low risk for disease that they can start opening up and doing more things. I think we're going to see an announcement from the CDC tomorrow about vaccinated people and their ability to go ahead and do more and more. Certainly, if we look in Douglas County, almost all of our cases have been in unvaccinated people. So that's even more incentive for people who are unvaccinated to go get their vaccine.
And obviously, when you're dealing with multiple countries, you've got different forms of government and all of that. But do you think there's a potential to see, either from the travel industry or for some of the other countries, that some forms of travel may be restricted to only those who are vaccinated?
I think you may well see that. I mean, that's happened in the past. So, for example, there was a yellow fever outbreak a few years ago, and you needed to be vaccinated against yellow fever to travel to those countries. Now, they weren't particularly popular countries, so it didn't affect very many people. But if, for example, to travel to Europe, you needed to be vaccinated, I think that could certainly change people's ideas about vaccination.
Now, I'm hearing as well that the Biden administration tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but later this week, may have some new mask guidance for the outdoors for vaccinated people. Have you heard anything about that yet?
Only what you've heard, which is the which is that there may be a relaxation of some of the restrictions for those people who are vaccinated.
Now, we've been talking throughout the past few months about new things that are being learned about the virus periodically. Anything that's come out of interest in the past week?
Well, we're learning things all the time. I think one of the things that we're seeing now is this increase in severe disease in kids. Now, in the past, we'd said, oh, you know, kids don't get very sick and they don't get hospitalized. But in this last week, we've seen a tremendous number of hospitalizations among children. So just in Michigan, they had 70 kids in the hospital from COVID. So there's something going on there that we don't totally understand. But this increase in young people in the hospital is very, very worrisome.
And obviously at a time when, and it varies around the country, even within the state of Oregon, where there's more in-person school going on.
Well, I think school is clearly a part of it, although we have not seen much spread at school. What we do see, though, is that when kids go to school, they go to sports, they go to sleepovers, they go to other kinds of things that can certainly increase the number of cases. So when I look today on the state site, there are about 12 sports-related outbreaks in Oregon.
Well, and of course, we have got a ways to go to get through the end of the school year to get into summer. I was noticing that even in parts of the Portland area, some kids in high school were back to school for the first time the entire year today.
Right. So in many places in the Portland area, they've not had much in-person school this whole year. Douglas County has been kind of in the lead in having kids go back to school. So we've actually had more in-person days in Oregon than most of the rest of the state.
And as we got about 3 minutes here with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, as you look ahead to this, with vaccinations, but then on the flip side, the variants and all this. I mean, it's really seems a lot of people are starting to wonder, you know, we thought it was going to be 1 year. Now it's obviously going into a second year. How long is it going to take to get through all this?
Well, I think if we can get enough people vaccinated, it could be this summer. If we don't get enough people vaccinated, it could be an ongoing long-term slog, and that's what we're really hoping it's not. So again, get the vaccine. It's safe, it's effective, it's widely available, it's free. I don't know what else we need to do to convince people. Just get your vaccine.
And I know, though, that you're still hearing, and maybe you get some questions in the office, a number of folks. I think the survey I saw today on a national level said close to 20% of people were not planning to get the vaccine at all, although a number had shifted from no to maybe to yes in the past couple months.
Well, we hope people will shift. We've certainly seen in the UK where there's been a little less vitriol about the vaccine that the number of people who were hesitant is going down and down, and the number of people getting the vaccine is going up and up. And that's what we would hope for in the U.S. So I would hope that we're in the 40s now, and I would hope that each month we add about 10% of people who are vaccinated so that by the end of the summer, we're at that 60-70% where the disease would just find a hard time spreading.
And it seems like as people look ahead to things this summer, just based on where we are statewide with the surge right now and the number of cases, it's really hard to know. I mean, it seems like we could go either way on whether a number of outdoor things could take place this summer, given the level of cases and the county risk levels that some areas are in.
So it is always hard to predict, especially about the future. But I think outdoor activities are much safer than indoor activities. So outdoor activities like music on the half shell, like the arts festival, maybe like the fair even, are certainly going to be possible. I think indoor activities, though, we still need to be a bit cautious about. But I think those outdoor activities really could be quite safe.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.